Chapter 6. So Jehovah said to Moses, Now you will see what I shall do to Pharaoh, because on account of a strong hand he will send them away, and on account of a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God went on to speak to Moses and to say to him, I am Jehovah, and I used to appear to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But as respects my name Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their alien residences in which they resided as aliens. And I, even I, have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I remember my covenant. Therefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Jehovah, and I shall certainly bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and deliver you from their slavery, and I shall indeed reclaim you with an outstretched arm, and with great judgments. And I shall certainly take you to me as a people, and I shall indeed prove to be God to you. And you will certainly know that I am Jehovah your God, who is bringing you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I shall certainly bring you into the land that I raised my hand in oath to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I shall indeed give it to you as something to possess. I am Jehovah. Afterward, Moses spoke to this effect to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses out of discouragement and for the hard slavery. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh, Egypt's king, that he should send the sons of Israel away out of his land. However, Moses spoke before Jehovah, saying, Look, the sons of Israel have not listened to me. And how will Pharaoh ever listen to me, as I am uncircumcised in lips? But Jehovah continued to speak to Moses and Aaron, and to issue the command by them to the sons of Israel, and to Pharaoh, Egypt's king, in order to bring the sons of Israel out from the land of Egypt. These are the heads of the house of their fathers. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, were Hanok and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon were Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Sheal, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their family descents: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of Levi's life were 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimei, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of Kohath's life were 133 years. And the sons of Merari were Mahlai and Mushai. These were the families of the Levites, according to their family descents. Now Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, as his wife. Later she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of Amram's life were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar were Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uzziel were Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Sithri. Now Aaron took Elisheba, Aminadab's daughter, the sister of Nashon, as his wife. Later she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah were Asir and Elkanah and Abiasaph. These were the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as his wife. Later she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites, according to their families. This is the Aaron and Moses to whom Jehovah said, Bring the sons of Israel out from the land of Egypt, according to their armies. They were the ones speaking to Pharaoh, Egypt's king, to bring the sons of Israel out from Egypt. This is the Moses and Aaron. And it came about on the day that Jehovah spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that Jehovah went on to speak to Moses, saying, I am Jehovah. Speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I am speaking to you. Then Moses said before Jehovah, Look, I am uncircumcised in lips. So how will Pharaoh ever listen to me?